Welcome to Blaze Your Name Live. This is John Ward, and I'm here with James Bergin.
Hi, John. It's great to be here, Blaze Your Name Live.
Today, our topic is making yourself heard, the power of knowledge marketing. And we're going to be talking about knowledge marketing principles and how they apply to the audio format. And James, let's first talk about knowledge marketing itself, what we mean by this key phrase of ours that we love to use and promote.
Well, knowledge marketing, John, is really where you're sharing your expertise with others. Everybody is passionate, enthusiastic, and usually very experienced about their own subject area. And of course, expertise builds trust and it builds a reputation for potential customers and existing customers. So with knowledge marketing, the idea is really to become a magnet for new business.
Absolutely. It's by sharing expertise, you develop that reputation, you become a trusted resource, really by giving away what you know in order to build a tribe and a brand community around you that is much more ready to buy your products and services than if you didn't have that position as a maven. So, James, tell us about the idea of using audio in order to share knowledge with your market.
Yes, the great thing these days is that media can be consumed in so many ways. It's portable, as in the iPod generation. You can distribute it easily as a knowledge marketer, but through whether it's on your blog or through iTunes or all the different distribution methods. People can get the audio easily. They can listen to it at a time of their choosing, on a device of their choosing, and in a format of their choosing. So it's really accessible. And this is ideal for us as marketers because it's easy to share, it's easy to talk and do a recording. It can be up online, it can be distributed so that anyone can have it on their terms.
There's one other point about I'd make about that is that I know several really smart people who are much more comfortable talking than they are writing. And they want to get their knowledge out there. They want to share their ideas and their thinking with the market. But they're inhibited by a concern about writing. And this bypasses that problem. There you are talking as you would to a client, to a customer, to any kind of audience, and you're able to do it from your heart, from your head, without any problem of stringing together grammatical sentences and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Just speak as you would on the telephone or when you're sharing yourself passionately about someone that you tell about what you know.
Okay, then. So what is the kind of knowledge that a business person should share with their audience specifically for the purpose of attracting more positive attention to their business?
I think the important thing here is to be known by your content. And everyone has an enormous amount of knowledge, a body of knowledge, and it exists in different forms. It exists on the hard drive of their computer or on their brochures or their website or their blog or often even in the emails that they've been communicating with people. These are all great resources to draw on. The principle is to organize that knowledge, share it generously, and have it be part of an ongoing conversation. So it's important to know, I call it the curse of assumption, to avoid that, because assuming your customers know about what you do is often a mistake. And even telling them the most basic things about how to interact or how to do a particular process or an insight that you have that you would assume they'd know, don't make assumptions. That can be the power of knowledge marketing. Look for where it's stored and start sharing it in chunks. In this case, we're talking about sharing it in audio format.
The one other point I'd add to that is be alert to what it is people actually want to know, because there's always a hunger for a certain kind of information, a certain kind of knowledge in any particular field. Whatever field you're doing business in, there's not only a hunger for your products and services, there's also a hunger for information. Identify the information hunger and match that up with what it is you know. So, James, where are we going to find the knowledge that we have? Because sometimes we know stuff that we don't know we know. It kind of becomes so second nature to us.
Exactly. Well, I suggest sweeping off your hard drive, metaphorically. There's always a lot of resources. Even if you start with post-it notes and look through your filing cabinet or your files on your computer, proposals that you've given to clients or outlines of talks that you've given, PowerPoint presentations, whatever it is, there's enormous amount of succinct, gathered, organized knowledge. Now we want to start to repurpose that. And repurposing it in an audio format is one of those ways. We'll look at others in this series of Blaze Your Name Live of how else you can share your knowledge. But in this case, just gather it up, organize it. I think the easiest way to do a podcast is to start with a series of bullet points. That helps your left brain follow logically. Your right brain, has got all the experience that it can draw on for the stories and the embellishment about your core ideas.
You know, one little tip I'd share here is, which I use for my Twitter activities, which is another form of knowledge marketing, and the same principles apply. I think my way back to the last time I had a conversation with a client, and I asked myself, what were they asking me, and what was I telling them? And then I remember what I told them, and I think, well, I can tell everybody else that too, because usually my clients are pulling out of me the kind of information and knowledge that everybody else wants too, and that's a very simple way of accessing the kind of information that you can be sure people want to hear.
That's fantastic. So let's look at how we do this. We've got our knowledge organized. We've got it sequenced and structured into, what could be an ongoing series of communications. All you really need is your computer or some way to record. It doesn't even have to be a computer. It can be a handheld portable recorder. A good microphone is always worth the investment. Let's say we work with the computer, because these days you can get free audio recording software just about on any operating system that you work with. Get a good quality USB microphone, so it's going to plug straight into the computer. The operating system will recognize it immediately. I know the one that you use, John, is a Rode Podcaster microphone.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Great.
And the one I've got is a Blue Snowball, which I also love. So, you know, you've got choices, but basically that's one area to invest. You know, it could be about $100 or so. Now, you can very simply, you could get on the telephone on a free conference line. Many of those conference call lines will record the call. That's quite sufficient as a starting point. The next level up is a microphone. And a very good way to record across distances is with Skype. And you can use the Skype recorder software that takes it straight into recording both tracks. So it's simple. The next part is to publish it. We don't recommend editing it, just straight publishing it. You might want to trim the top and tail off your audio. But these days, a blog is an ideal form to publish it, because it's got the built-in structure for distribution, and that's what's called RSS. Once you've got RSS, then you can use Google's free software, which is called FeedBurner, and there's a little option where you just say, click yes, I'm a podcaster, and then it will give you a link which then you can publish on your blog, or you can publish that to iTunes. It's a great knowledge marketer's line to say, look me up on iTunes. Very, very simple to do. So gather your content, record it, organize it, repurpose it, record it, and away you go.
Well, that is simple, James, and to us it's simple. It might sound a little bit of a lot for somebody hearing this for the first time. Can we put this together in some notes and make those available?
Sorry. Absolutely. We'll put them in the show notes on the Brand Within blog. So just go to brandwithin.com, click through where you'll see blog, and you'll see a little description of the steps involved. But the other point to make is here, don't feel like you need to do it on your own. Focus on what you're good at, which is your knowledge. It's easy to outsource this sort of stuff. And certainly give us a call at Brand Within if you want help with either we can help you, or we can point you in the direction of finding somebody.
That's a good point. Another point I'd like to underline when you said no editing. You can edit if you want to, but that can also be a hang-up. And I think the principle behind that is, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. It's okay in this medium to have a little and. You'll hear it from us. You can stumble a bit. You're a human being communicating to other human beings. You're not a demigod bringing the tablets down from the mountain. So this is part of the conversational quality of the new media that actually will bring you closer to your customers and potential customers.
So let's look at what happens once you get this out. So what else can unfold for you? What if you did start a series of podcasts? Well, what happens is that you can start to reach more people. It might start with reaching 10 people, then 100, then 1,000. Start small. It doesn't matter where you are. Start with your own subscriber list from your Outlook or your Entourage or Mail, whatever program that you use. Distribute the link where you've got this published. Get people to listen. They will start listening. Don't get stopped by the tech. It's really easy to do this, and your business will benefit from it.
Yeah, the starting small thing is really important because it takes some of the anxiety out. And also, what you'll discover is that if you're willing to stick at it, incrementally, things grow over time. And what seems like a tiny little audience in the first few months can swell into a huge crowd. And then you'll begin to feel a very direct benefit to your business. Of course, you might get a benefit very early on. It might be just one individual that hears what you have to say that thinks, this is the kind of thinking that I've been looking for. And you get that phone call that can be quite transformative.
Exactly. Do think about it strategically so that you're doing this with a purpose. Usually for most entrepreneurs, it is to build their business. It's not just like I'm going out and spending time, which we don't have, on another giveaway. It's really a strategic point of view that you will be sharing this so that people can engage with you more. So we've got a follow-up step for you to do, and that's a very simple one, is go to the Brand Within website and find the blog. It's easy with the links. And then click on the show notes. You'll see there we've got some links to follow up, things like the microphones that you want. Also, follow us on Twitter. Again, the links are on there in the blog. And if you'd like to follow this conversation through BlazyName Live, then simply put the hashtag in, which is BYN, on Twitter, and then you'll start to see this conversation evolve.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, James. Always exciting to chat with you about these things and share your knowledge and our shared enthusiasm with the folks that are listening in today.
Thank you, and see you next time on BlazyName Live.